This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, March 18th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. AgriPulse DC Summit features Vilsack, SAF proponents, and much more. New lawsuit over WOTUS interpretation and USDA telework questioned. AgriPulse Summit looks to ag's future revenue. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack joining leaders of the Senate Agriculture Committee, some of the top CEOs at today's annual AgriPulse Ag and Food Policy Summit in Washington. This year's summit is focused on the future of U.S. agriculture and the new revenue possibilities in a wide range of sectors. Industry executives at the summit include Gene Joblis, CEO of World Energy, Patrick Gruber, CEO of Gevo, two companies at the forefront of the development of sustainable aviation fuel, along with an executive from Delta Airlines. Also appearing will be Jeff Simmons, President and CEO of Elanco Animal Health, Jackie Applegate, President of Bayer Crop Science. By the way, Secretary Vilsack is back on Capitol Hill this week. He'll testify before the House Agriculture Appropriations Committee on Thursday. The panel is chaired by Maryland GOP Representative Andy Harris, a member of the House Freedom Caucus, who unsuccessfully tried to make deep cuts in the USDA's budget for fiscal 24. Now, for more on this week's D.C. agenda, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. EPA and Army Corps of Engineers sued over Clean Water Act interpretation. A North Carolina landowner is suing EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers, alleging the agencies continue to illegally assert authority over areas that should be off limits to regulation after the Supreme Court Sackett decision last year. Robert White claims he had to fallow several hundred acres where he allows other farmers to grow wheat, corn, and soybeans in order to comply with the agency's broad interpretation of what constitutes adjacent wetlands. White also wants to create a sand mine and has expressed interest in eventually turning that into a fish farm, the lawsuit filed in federal court in eastern North Carolina says. He's represented by the Pacific Legal Foundation, which is involved in other litigation over the amended rule issued last August to conform with Sackett. Now keep in mind, ag groups have expressed concern recently about the agency's view of their authority in the wake of the Sackett decision, which said the Clean Water Act covers wetlands only if their continuous surface connection makes them indistinguishable from already covered waters. 24 states, as well as ag and other business groups, are continuing a lawsuit against the agencies in North Dakota, where a judge blocked an implementation of the agency's January 2023 rule. Currently, that rule is enjoined in 27 states. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Bozeman, Ernst seek Inspector General probe of USDA telework. The Senate Agriculture Committee's top Republican, John Bozeman of Arkansas, and committee member Johnny Ernst of Iowa, are asking USDA's Inspector General to investigate the agency's telework, locality pay, and space utilization policies. In a letter, the senator cited a November 27, 2023 letter from a whistleblower who claims to be a supervisor at the USDA headquarters in Washington who wrote, "On occasions, I have gone to USDA headquarters in Washington, D.C. It resembles a ghost town." The letter also says employees working remotely, quote, do not respond to simple email questions for hours. If USDA employees are unreachable and unresponsive to their own managers, we worry our constituents are receiving the same treatment or worse, the lawmakers write. Pushing back, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has disputed the assertions. Earlier this year at Commodity Classic in Houston, he said 82% of the hours that are worked at USDA, quote, are being worked in place. In other words, people who are on the job, either in their office or they may be out in the countryside because they're an NRCS person at a farm. Anybody who suggests the work is not getting done, I think, does a terrible disservice to the incredibly hardworking people at USDA who are doing record levels of activity, Vilsack said. In a statement, USDA spokesperson Alan Rodriguez says, in part, rather than continue to disservice to USDA's hardworking employees, the senators would do well to put their energy towards a timely farm bill and appropriation legislation for the remainder of the federal government. The senator's insinuation that the critical work of USDA is not getting done has no basis in reality. Referendum sought in South Dakota to block pipeline bill. A group in South Dakota is working to get a referendum on the ballot that puts newly passed carbon pipeline legislation to the test. The newly formed Property Rights and Local Control Alliance is holding a rally at the state capitol in Pierre March 25th to promote its effort. Their target is legislation passed by the legislature and signed by Governor Kristi Noem that clears the path for Summit's liquid carbon dioxide pipeline. The South Dakota Ag Alliance, which supported the legislation in question, calls the effort ill-advised. The bill, quote, is a major victory for landowners, but if a referendum is successful, the landowners will ultimately lose and Summit Carbon will still win because pipelines already preempt county ordinances, said Alliance founding member Jason Gloat. The bottom line is that referendum can only kill the bill. It can't stop the federal preemption over county ordinances. You can read more about the bill in our coverage at AgriPulse.com. $40.5 million awarded in organic processing and promotion grants. USDA is awarding $40.5 million for 60 projects across the country to support the development of new markets for organic products. The grants are a part of the Organic Market Development Grant Program, and USDA estimates the projects funded, quote, will benefit more than 27,000 producers and over 31.8 million consumers by increasing organic market opportunities. In January, USDA announced $9.75 million for the first round of awards through the program. The final announcement of about $25 million will be made in the next few months. A full list of awardees is posted on the USDA website. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, March 18th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.